My mother was born in Roanoke, Virginia.
I have a Arkansas upbringing, you want to so to speak. My grandfather was a sharecropper.
My father was from Georgia, and my mother was from Tennessee, but they met in Illinois and Chicago.
I was born in 1950. My father was a brick mason from Mobile, Alabama.
My parents were from Tennessee. Basically, at that time, most people were like sharecroppers, you know, and they came to Racine looking for a better way of life.
Right.
You know, at that time, you had the factories and everything that were booming, and so therefore, with the factories and things booming, you know, they migrated to Racine, Wisconsin. The first factory he worked at was a place called Standard Foundry, and then he started work at that time, it was called American Motors. I was about 9 years old. I remember the Emmett Till case, you know, that took place in a little place called Muddy, Mississippi. Mm. And it was always instilled on us because we went south almost every summer. Parents always instilled on you how to act and what you should expect when you went to those places. Yeah. Well, one of the things that you always were told that you always said, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and don't look at white women, especially, you know, because something bad can happen.
In Mississippi, you knew what to expect. But I think racism and discrimination here in Milwaukee was just so subtle.
I remember one of the first things I ever said was in response to a little girl calling me a nigger when I was 3 or 4.